So Christ himself gave the apostles, prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
So at this annual meeting, I just want to take a moment now to think about the members of this church of St. Andrew's. Can I just ask, is anybody here for the first time or perhaps even the second time today? Anybody here for the one or two of you? Lovely. No, Jane, you've been here before, I know. But yeah, lovely family. Thank you. Welcome. Anybody here then for the third or fourth or subsequent time then? Hands up. Yeah? Quite a lot of us. Okay, lovely. So the folk who put their hands up for the first or second time are our visitors, our guests, and you're very welcome. And we hope you feel valued and appreciated. Everyone else here, we are family. We're the home team, if you like. So we're the ones who are welcoming others to St. Andrew's today. Some of us have been here many years, some of us perhaps just a few. Some have official roles and ministries in the church. In fact, just over half of the electoral roll have some sort of a ministry within the church. But some don't. But we are all members of the church in one sense or another. In his first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul says in chapter 12, he says the church is a little bit like a body with many parts and organs and senses and limbs. And some of those parts of the body are visible, like obviously the face that we see very obviously when we meet a person, don't we? Other parts are covered up, like the feet, for example. But Paul says all the parts of the body are important and needed. And he says it's the same thing with the church. All are needed. Everybody plays a part, however sort of upfront or however quiet and hidden away you might feel. The church is not the vicar, the ordained person, nor is it the diocese, the official organisation in Chelmsford, nor is it even the building, the stones and the bricks. The church, says St. Paul, is really the body of Christ. In other words, it's you. It's each person who's here today. And Paul says it again in slightly different words in Ephesians, in the reading that Jane read to us. He says, some of us are called to be this, some of us are called to be that. But he says it's all to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. In other words, we all play our part in helping the church to function well. So why is this important? Why do I want to sort of underline this today? Well, it's not because we want you merely here for what you can do, or in order to get jobs ticked off and done. Nor is it because we want cheap volunteer labour or to give the vicar time off because he's a lazy what's it or something like that. It's actually because the Christian church family works best when everyone joins in, when everyone plays their part. And I think one of the best things about St. Andrew's is the number of people who jump up and lead things. Like Tim, for example, even on holiday in the hot sun and everything, he still said, I'll lead the service for you, Ian, if you need that. or Jane volunteering to do the reading for us today, or Harry willing to play the songs for us, or Rita willing to take the notes for us today. It also helps, of course, when someone's away or someone falls ill or something, if we have other people ready and willing to jump up and play their part. Peter Strode actually suggested the other day that it might be helpful, for newcomers especially, if we could explain a little bit the way the church works, how each of us can play our part. I think that's a great idea, actually. So we'll be having a go at that in the coming year, and running a couple of sessions just to explain how things work. And maybe some of you could come along and tell us if we've got it right, if we've explained things, or if it's still muddy and murky and not too clear. Some of the things that we can join in with in the church are on Robert's board of ministries, ministry opportunities at the back. And there are new things coming on stream all the time, like, for example, linking up with other neighbouring churches, which we're trying to do in the coming year, or making friends with baptism families, one of which is here among us. That's great. But it would be good if they could get to know not just me and Jane, but some of you as well. And if we could make those links and friendships strong. Or indeed praying for our local community. We're going to be doing that from April onwards, once a month on a Wednesday here in the church area. So there's all sorts of things that we can join in with. And one of our aims is to have everybody involved in some way or other, so that we're all owners and partakers of church life. The reading that Jane read closes with an aim, an end goal of every member ministry. And it says this: from him, that means Jesus Christ, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So what that's saying is that Jesus is where it starts from. He's the head of the body. He's the source of everything that we do. But from him, the whole body of Christ, the church in all its members, grows and thrives as each part does its work. So every member ministry is about the church functioning properly and growing healthily, as it should. So can I ask you, will you each play your part in the workings of the church?